Hello, podcast listeners, and welcome to another episode of Living Well with Kathleen Saunders, your weekly podcast where we discuss the financial, physical, spiritual, and social well-being of everyday people like you and me. The information shared in this show is for general information purposes only and should not be used to make any personal changes to your lifestyle or health without consulting the appropriate financial, medical, or healthcare professionals. My guest today is Shauna Squires. After the passing of her mother to lupus and wanting to address her own health issues, Shauna began to research and discovered the benefits of juicing for health. She has been able to manage many of her health conditions with juicing and has since started her juice business called Juice It For Me. Listen to Shauna's inspiring journey of healing the body naturally using fruits and vegetable juices. All right. Well, hello, Shauna, and thank you so much for being my guest today.
Hi, Kathleen. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to share my juicing journey with everyone. Hopefully can educate and inspire others on the benefits of juicing. I'm so happy to be here today.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm really excited to hear you share how you got started in your juicing journey, your juicing business. So go ahead, share with us a little bit about yourself and how you came upon this juicing journey.
Well, it all started, I lost my mom to lupus and March will make it 20 years ago. Yeah. Lupus is an autoimmune disease. And so what that is that the body's immune system attacks its own tissues and organs. So the joints are infected. It affects the joints, the kidneys, your blood cell, brain, heart, lungs, and the skin. Mm-hmm. I remember at 12 years old, living in Calgary, I was walking to school and my fingers, the tip of my fingers were white, no blood, just white, just this pale color. And I remember talking about it with my mom, and she took me to the doctor for a checkup. And at that time, he mentioned to me I had something that was called Raynaud's. And Raynaud's is where, you know, the body loses that circulation. It loses circulation. So it affects your fingers and it affects your toes. Right. When it's cold outside, anything cold, you're in the freezer for too long, that type of thing also affects you.
Oh, wow.
Over the years, every time I go to the doctor, I mention my family medical history. Mm-hmm. And that was one thing I was clear with my doctor, that I needed him to test me often to make sure that was something, you know, if it was there, that we detected it early and I was able to do something about it. Well, in findings over the years, I was told that I'm a carrier. I carry the trait of lupus. I currently don't have lupus, thank you God. Awesome. But I am a carrier. Mm-hmm. So that sort of spoke to me to tell me that what I needed to do was to change the way that I take care of myself. So doing research over the years, I realized that I needed to be in better control of my health. And that meant eating healthy, exercise, adequate rest. I also developed fibroids. It was fibroids. They came, they went, they came back, and they provided medication upon medication. And I find that it was year after year getting rid of and for it to reoccur, and it wasn't going anywhere. So that was another reason for me to start taking better care of myself. And that meant, again, changing the way that I eat, mm-hmm. minimizing my stress,
right,
getting adequate rest and exercise. During my research, I came across juicing for health. I researched what was good and how that was going to benefit me in feeling better in my body. Fruits and veggies are important, but I don't like veggies all that much. So I had to find a way to incorporate that in my life that was going to be beneficial to me. And so that meant juicing. So that's when I started juicing my fruits and juicing my veggies.
Awesome. Wow. What a journey. First, let me say sorry for the loss of your mother. I know it's 28 years, but still, I'm sure that pain is still just as real.
Still fresh in my mind.
Yeah, exactly. And Raynaud's disease, you know, so that one, you lose the circulation in your fingers and your toes. So therefore, you need to always constantly make sure that you are kept warm, right?
Warm, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So your mother had lupus. I know we're talking about juicing, but I just wanted to ask this one question. So you said you don't have lupus, but you are a carrier. Now,
That's correct. How
does that affect if you have children? Will they have to be tested also for that?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. If I have a daughter, mm-hmm. and so yes, definitely she will also need to be tested. She also has Raynaud's.
Okay. All right. So let's move on. So tell us about juicing. So you know, you went and did your research. Good for you. And you know, we all should be taking our health into our own hands and researching for ourselves. So kudos to you for going ahead and doing your research on juicing for health. So tell me, how is juicing better than eating the whole fruit? You know, we mentioned that a lot of us don't like to eat veggies. So I guess that would be one reason. But tell us, in your opinion.
I think they both have their added benefits. Mm-hmm, with juicing, you absorb the nutrients better by juicing it. So it gives the digestive system a rest from working on the fiber. But while juicing is, you know, refreshing and delicious, it shouldn't be a substitute for eating. I mean, we're designed to chew our fruits and vegetables.
Right.
So they both have their added benefits.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. And so what are some of the health benefits of juicing?
Weight loss, removing the toxins from your body, boosting your immune system, helps with your digestion. It also reduces the risk of cancer and other health issues.
Wow. Juicing has some great benefits going on there for it. Are there any conditions that, well, you mentioned cancer. Are there any other conditions that can be helped by someone juicing?
Absolutely. I mentioned that I had fibroids, but I also struggled with yeast, having yeast infection over the years. Mm-hmm. And again, of course, you know, you're providing us with this over-the-counter medication that doesn't really combat the issue, right? So you really kind of need to deal with the issue from inside.
Mm-hmm.
Candida. So celery, cucumbers, green apples, romaine lettuce, spinach, lemon. This helps to reduce inflammation and yeast in the body.
Mm. So we've got to reduce the inflammation in the body.
Exactly. Okay, so
those vegetables again for us one more time for those of us who are writing it down. So that was celery.
That's celery, mm-hmm. cucumbers, mm-hmm. green apples, mm-hmm. romaine lettuce, spinach, lemon.
And this is one
those
juice.
Those are some of the mm-hmm. few.
To go into
many,
the juice.
A lot of your green juices, kale, beets, even watercress. Watercress, a lot of people don't know how very good watercress is for you. That's also important to juice and drink to combat health issues. I mostly lean on green juices.
Again,
with fruits added. Yeah, definitely the greens are very important in combating a lot of your health issues. So a lot of green juices, a lot of what I've mentioned, the spinach and the kale, the celery and the cucumbers to flush out the toxins. That helped me a lot.
Okay, so it's the flushing of the toxins that we're looking to do.
The flushing of the toxins.
With our dark leafy greens and the cucumbers and the celery and the spinach and so forth. All right, brilliant. And that basically, any of those combinations will help with the toxins for the majority of the ailments, would you say, that we have?
Right.
Awesome.
You're also cleaning the gut, which is, as we know, that's where most of our diseases are formed, in our
gut.
That's right.
You heal the gut, you heal the rest of your body, right? Yeah, awesome.
Absolutely.
Why is it, recommended to juice only what you will drink at that specific time?
The shelf life of the juice, right? Juice only lasts for so long.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's important. I mean, to get it where it's most beneficial to mm-hmm. you is drinking it right away. Once you juice it, drinking it right away.
Okay. All right. That's
so it doesn't
true.
To a limited oxidization.
So you should drink, it's recommended to drink it right away to get all the, you know, the minerals and so forth from it. But what's the maximum length of time that you can keep it in your fridge?
Yes, best in the first 24 hours and max 3 days.
3 days. Awesome. Brilliant. Well, that's good to know. What is the best juicer to use? Some people have these high-tech juices. Can you, you know, give us a little clarity on, you know, someone who's just getting into juicing and what sort of a juicer that they can start out with?
The masticated juicer, mm-hmm. It works at low speed.
Yeah.
It gives you more nutrients by breaking down the fiber of the fruits and vegetables. It breaks down the fiber of the fruits and vegetables more thoroughly. It also extends the shelf life of the juice.
Oh, really? Awesome. That's really good information. So a masticated juicer is the way to go.
That's awesome. Masticated, yes.
Okay, awesome. Brilliant. What sort of juices do you have to support someone with for their heart health?
Actually, Kathleen, beetroot juice.
Okay.
It widens, because what it does is it widens the blood vessels.
Mm.
And it's the most heart-healthy juice. It also prevents the arteries from hardening.
Awesome.
So yes, definitely, yes, greens as well, but pomegranate with watermelon, apples, any juice with blueberries and raspberries.
So the red fruits, the
good
red
for the heart.
Yeah.
The red.
Okay.
The red.
Awesome. The red. Yeah. Brilliant. The red. That's awesome. And one more I'm going to ask you, you know, can someone who's a diabetic juice and juice safely? Because there's a lot of sugar in the fruits. So what sort of juicing could a diabetic person do?
Cucumbers.
Mm-hmm.
You can do carrots and grapefruit. You can do cucumbers with pears, ginger, and lemons.
Wow, okay.
And another good one is bitter melon, the Corella juice. What that does, it regulates the blood sugar in the body.
And that's important, yeah.
And that's important mm-hmm. as well.
Okay, and what's a good juice cleanse or detox? What sort of fruits are good to do that?
You can use all fruits and vegetables for a juice cleanse or detox. You can combine any fruit or vegetables together to get the results that you're looking for, whether it's detoxification of the body, weight loss, alternative medicine treatment. You can use all fruits and vegetables.
Okay, awesome. Do you have any recommendations for how long a person should go, you know, just doing juicing only?
Yeah, I think up to 10 days maximum.
10 days? Okay.
10 days.
And that's considered safe. All right,
yes.
Brilliant. Tell us about your juices and how someone can get in touch with you to purchase your juices.
Well, I'm currently on Instagram. It's juice it_it_4_me. That's the way that you can get in contact with me in ordering your juices, or even for more information about what different fruits and veggies you can put together for different health issues.
Okay, so someone can connect with you and you can give them like a plan. They can connect with you and you kind of give them a plan for their condition.
That's, absolutely.
That's amazing. That is awesome. So again, you're called Juice It For Me, and a person can get connected with you.
At the moment through Instagram.
At the moment. Okay, brilliant. Juice It For Me. And definitely I'll make sure we'll have that in the description box. And Shauna, so what are your most popular juices that you make?
The Pineapple Sensation.
Okay.
And at Pineapple Sensation consists of pineapples, oranges, golden apple, clementine, and ginger.
Oh, wow.
That's a customer favorite.
Mm-hmm.
There's also an energy booster, and that consists of celery, cucumbers, green apples, and ginger. Ginger is optional, so it's with or without, it's whatever your preference is.
And that's the energy booster.
And that's the energy booster. Or mm-hmm. you can make your own. You can provide me with whatever fruits and veggies you'd like me to juice for you.
Awesome. Are there any kind of combinations that don't go well?
You combine. It all depends on an individual's preference. It all depends on what you like.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some people like kale and some don't, right? So it all depends on an individual's preference. I've tried the pear. P Peer is hard to break down. It's not hard to break down. It's just so mushy. It's just so soft that it gives it like a really thick consistency. Mm-hmm. So I tried that with the cantaloupe and I kind of didn't like the combination of that together. So I removed, put it in a pear with cantaloupe. I didn't like that combination.
Oh, okay. Well, you've given us so much information, so much research, the information that you've done yourself about the juicing and things like that. Definitely, Shauna, you need to come up with your own book soon.
Something I am definitely working on now. But yes, I am. Now
that's awesome.
I'm working on providing all this information that I've shared with everyone today in a book.
Awesome. Looking forward to that book. We have to have you on again when you come up with that book. So tell us, is there anything else that you think we need to know as a beginner entering into the world of juicing, or as somebody that, you know, that's advanced in juicing, that you'd like to share and leave with us today?
Definitely do your research. Mm-hmm. Be consistent. It's what you're looking for. You're not going to get the results overnight. And make sure you consume a lot of water when you're juicing as well.
Awesome. That's really good. That's important. We do tend to forget to drink the water, and we need to remember how beneficial that water is to help with the detoxing also, and flushing out those toxins again too, right?
Right. And it's also important to add protein. Whether you're doing hemp powder, hemp seeds, protein powder, it's also important to add protein to these juices. Throughout the day, however you want to do it, whether you add it to your juices or you do it separately, that's also important as well.
Okay, awesome. Well, that's good to know. Brilliant. I am just loving this information that you've given us today. I'm going to go out now and get some vegetables and get ready to do my own cleanse. So I want to thank you so much, Shauna, for coming on today and sharing us some information about juicing and how you got started with Juice It For Me. So thank you.
I want to thank you, Kathleen, for giving me the platform to share my story. Hopefully this has inspired someone to go out and start juicing for better health. Thank you, Kathleen.
Indeed. Thank you. Have a great day.
You as well.
Thank you for listening to the show today. I hope you enjoy the topic and found something that you can apply to your own life. Don't forget to share this episode with your family and friends. And remember, live well daily.